What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Operations Manager for Ringdahl Ambulance out of Jamestown, Andrew Berkey, joining us. And Andrew, welcome to our show.
Hey, Warren, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for taking the time. You know, we appreciate the chance to get to talk to you and see the person, you know, behind the ambulance service and learn more about that. And that's what's really going to come into focus here on May 16th through the 22nd. It is National EMS Week, a perfect chance for us to learn more about EMS, what they do, and how much goes into it. And really, that's the whole goal behind it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we knew this year that we had to do something special, something extra. Small town ambulance service that was kind of located dead center in the state of North Dakota and survived a pandemic. So the work that these men and women did over the last year was just above and beyond anything that we've ever asked of them before. So we knew that EMS week this week had to be something special. So we're really excited to share that with our community.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about some of the things that Jamestown EMS is going to be doing to celebrate that, bring into focus, get the community involved as well. And what a great chance for us to show our appreciation for what you guys have done during this pandemic, which is, I mean, for lack of a better word, has been difficult for you guys.
Yeah, it's EMS, you know, typically lives behind the curtain in the healthcare world. And that's kind of where we like to be. But you put the weight of a pandemic on their shoulders. And it was certainly asking a lot of them to do the things that they did. And they deserve to be appreciated. And I'm really excited to hopefully honor them in as many ways as possible this upcoming week.
So National EMS Week, May 16th through the 22nd. And Andrew, I know you've been busy planning and getting things put together as well all week long. It sounds like you guys are hoping to have something for people to get involved with, right?
Yeah. So we're looking to do something specifically for our crews every day of the week, whether that's the leadership of Ringdahl EMS or just the service itself, things from cookouts and car washes and stuff that are just showing appreciation for our staff. But then we also want to do an event for our community every day of the week. So we've got events planned the 17th through the 20th, whether they're public events or virtual events, trying to come up with creative ways to just share information about who we are, what we do, and hopefully allow the community a little window into our world for a bit.
Andrew Berkey, again, operations manager for Ringdahl EMS out of Jamestown. And let's go into this, Andrew. I know, like I said, you've been busy. You've been reaching out to me. Who can I contact for this? I know you've been busy, and hopefully we've got some great things planned coming up here, right?
Yeah. So we start off our EMS week that Monday, the 17th, and we're doing a Facebook Live virtual event. And the question is, what is EMS? This is an opportunity for people to come online. You can find the live link on our Facebook page for Jamestown Area Ambulance. And it's just an opportunity for people to ask questions or just listen.
Yeah.
We'll give some history on Jamestown Area Ambulance, what our day-to-day operations look like, the types of things that we respond to, and just answer any questions that people have in EMS regardless. The 18th is what we're calling AED Education Day. So each day of EMS week has a specific theme for it. The 18th is education. So we'll talk a little bit about what our education department does and talk about the importance of industries and our community having AEDs throughout the community. The 19th is where things really start to pick up for us. We are doing an ambulance tour in the park event. We've got some space reserved at McElroy Park. This event is from 5 to 8. We will have our ambulances out there for people to come and tour, meet our staff, and just visit and socialize. We've got bouncy houses coming for the kids. We've got food trucks that are coming out. This is just a social event for people to meet the responders, see some of the equipment that we work with, to get really up close to what we do. And then Thursday, to kind of end our community events, we're doing a free event for the community at the Frontier Village Amphitheater. It's a hands-only CPR event. So there's no certification that comes with this from like American Heart. Mm-hmm. However, it's a free event to teach a life-saving skill. And we talk about this all the time. The more people in our community that know this skill, the safer our community becomes. We're also doing a cardiac arrest resuscitation demonstration. So that's why we picked the amphitheater. We can get a good-sized crowd in there and show the skills that we use when we respond to a cardiac arrest. And then that evening, we're also inviting all of our first responders, our neighboring responders, police, fire, to come to the Frontier Village Amphitheater for a movie night. So this is free to all of our first responders, all of our first responders and their families, to come and enjoy an outdoor movie. Hopefully the weather cooperates. So that's kind of our list throughout the week, as we want to give back to not only our local responders, but the people that we interact with every day. You know, they put just as much work in as we did over the last year.
Yeah, really helps bring into focus the importance of, like you said, the first responders and, of course, emergency medical services, EMS, and what you guys have been doing and what you continue to do in our community. So the best way that they can show support is obviously by reaching out, learning more, taking in those live sessions, like you said, coming to those events as well. And Andrew, if people have questions about, you know, any of these events we talked about, questions about EMS, or can I become a paramedic? Can I become an EMT or first responder? What are some ways you would encourage them to reach out or learn more about that?
Yeah, so there's a couple social media platforms you can follow. Our biggest ones are probably Facebook. So following James Center Ambulance on Facebook, or following our education team, which is Jamestown EMS Education on Facebook. You can learn more about our upcoming CPR classes. We have an EMT class starting this next fall. Our EMT program has been really successful this last year. So that would be a great opportunity to kickstart a career if you're looking to get into healthcare. Otherwise, you can follow our website or visit our website. That's www.ringdahlems.com, or just call the station, 701-251-2273. We'll be happy to answer any questions regarding these events or any other EMS questions that you have in general.
Beautiful. Again, want to remind everybody, EMS Week is May 16th through the 22nd. Ringdahl EMS Jamestown has multiple things planned. And Andrew, real quick, you wanted to give a shout out to your crew as well. I mean, not even just this past year, but they've constantly been going above and beyond, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's hard to sum up what we do in a week's worth of time.
Yeah.
Currently, right now, it's Nurses Week, so I want to give a shout out to them. We work with some amazing healthcare providers in the hospital and nursing setting. So thank you to them for what they do. But you throw in a pandemic on top of everything that these guys do on a daily and yearly basis. It's just the public will never be able to have that concept of the struggle and the challenges that these guys go through on a daily basis. The things they have to adapt to in a moment's notice is just it's really unimaginable unless you live inside of it. So a huge thank you to my EMTs and paramedics who just they step up to the plate every time, no matter what's being asked of them. And there's just no doubt in my mind that if there's a job to do, if there's a mission to complete, they're going to get it done. No questions asked. And there is not a more reliable group of people than these guys.
Well, and as a community, we got to feel good knowing that you guys continue to deliver and show up and go above and beyond. And it's comforting to know that. And it's also great to know that there's ways we can help out as well. Getting involved, asking you guys questions. We just really want them to get involved during EMS week. That's kind of what we're asking right now.
Yeah. You know, earlier I had mentioned that the EMS providers like to live behind the curtain of healthcare, but this year I'm going to force them to step out a bit and hopefully receive some recognition and some praise that they really do deserve.
Absolutely. Andrew, anything else you want to mention before we're done here?
No, I just appreciate you having me out here. I hope the community can rally together for these men and women and just show them the love. I think these providers are tired and exhausted, and I think this will go a really long way. Is it just showing them what it is they're exactly working for every single day, and that's our community and our home.
Yep, I agree with you. Andrew, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Thanks, Warren.